Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
We are live here on Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, Inspirational Speaker, and Author, Sean Douglas. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all of our listeners who are listening from wherever you are. This show was heard in 27 countries. I'm so fascinated that people are liking the show. I get comments about it. Keep it up. Good work. So thank you so much, because I wouldn't have a show without guests and listeners. So thank you to everyone who is listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations. Here we tell the stories of why we are doing what we're doing and how we are helping others to transform. You can listen to us every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time, and on the first and third Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern as well. Here on the show, we have impactful and amazing guests that are impacting everyone around them. So if you have any questions for the guests, this is a live show, so you can call in at 657-383-1109. Again, 657-383-1109, and our staff will screen the calls so that we don't have any crazy people trying to get on live in your 15 minutes of fame. So again, 657-383-1109. I am so pumped to have this guest on my show because she is a transformational coach, and this is what the show is all about. So welcome to the show, Joanne Victoria. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm so glad to be here. This is going to be an amazing experience because I've not been on a live podcast before. Live radio with call-ins, but not a live podcast. So here we
That's
are.
Awesome.
Who knows who's going to call in?
Right? I'm
very
so pumped
exciting.
Because
very exciting.
I was on your show, and we
were.
Had a great time, and I've been following you like ever since we met, you know, through Facebook groups and everything. Like, I've noticed, you know, a lot of people say, well, I only have superficial relationships, or, you know, I don't have really a lot of friends. But I've noticed that certain people that I've connected with, like over Facebook, have become like really close people, like over the internet or over Facebook, or like we'll talk on the phone, but. Like I've been following you, and I love everything that you're doing, and I am super, super humbled and pumped to have you on my show.
I thank you. You know, those words are very kind, and I, like you, have also created great relationships on Facebook. Who knew?
Who knew?
From Florida, yourself. Actually, one day I talked to two people from Florida who lived in the same town who didn't even know each other, so I set them up together, two of my guests.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's just amazing to connect with people and see what they're doing. I'm more interested. I know you've been going through some troubles recently, but I'm really interested in how people live their lives and how they contribute to the planet. That's of importance to me. If they're there contributing and not just trolling and being mean and spiteful, I'm going to watch them. I'm going to watch them and then, you know, connect with them and chat with them on Messenger and then on the phone. And I must say, Mark Zuckerberg and a committee made an amazing invention when they created Facebook. At least it allows us to do that.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So are you ready to get started?
I'm ready to get started. What's our first move here?
Sweet. So let's learn more about you. Joanne Victoria is a transformational life coach and partners with internet technology professionals whose work-life balance plan has imploded and who want more success, more confidence, more fun, and more inner peace. Joanne has been a business practitioner for 30-plus years as a real estate broker and owner, CFO of an investment company, CFO and sales and marketing director of a home building company, and CEO of her former business, Due Directions. Joanne provides insights into big picture outcomes for clients and offers action steps essential to make dreams come alive. She is the author of 7 books, including Vision with a Capital V, Create the Business of Your Dreams, Lighting Your Path, How to Create the Life You Want, and Pushy for a Moment, Instant Solutions to Everyday Challenges. Okay, got it all out. Joanne is also the host of the San IT Project podcast, an amazing podcast. Everybody needs to go follow that. It's for IT pros who want to live a sane and healthy life. Inside of the show comments are all of the links. This show will be uploaded to iTunes and Stitcher in the next day or two, so you can always go back and listen to the show. But if you want to know more about her, go to www.askjoannevictoria.com. And she's on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. I mean, she is not hard to find. And her podcast is Sanity Project Podcast. Go to facebook.com/Sanity Project Podcast. Look it up. So with all that said, Joanne, why are you doing what you do today?
Well, actually, it's all my daughter's fault. I was creating a new website. It surely is. She's a grown person and works, and she works in the communications field. And I was rewriting my website about 2 years ago under a different URL. And she said, "What you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm just reframing all of my old stuff about dealing with entrepreneurs and small business startups." And she said, "Why?" And I said, "Well, that's what I do." And she said, "Well, you do more than that. And I think other people need your help." And I said, "Well, who needs my help? Because I'm really good at one-on-one." And she said, "The people that need your help are the people that in my business, you know, the information architects, the product marketing managers, the project program managers, the scrum masters, the IT project managers, the CIOs, the network architects, the user experience directors. All of these people are under stress every day and under more so right now. I mean, right now, literally. And they need somebody to talk to privately. They're not going to go to any counselor that, you know, their company like Apple or Microsoft has their own in-house coach. And they're quite busy. But, you know, once you have your company pay your way, the company also has access to your content, to your conversations. And these people want private conversations where they feel safe. And I provide them a safe place to share their issues so that we can get them on the right path, or I can get them on the right path, and we can work together to determine that path and the direction that they want to go in to get where they want to be, which is usually, as I say, a stress-free life where they're successful, happy, and being with their families or their partners, and then working as well in being successful and moving up in the business. So that's why I'm there. My daughter made me do it. That's all her fault.
I love it. But you absolutely love what you do. I can tell just by, you know, hearing you talk about it. You absolutely love what you do.
Well, I love helping people get what they want. I mean, that's the bottom line. What do you want? Whatever you want is what I will help you get. And, you know, we frame it as, you know, transformational life coach to IT pros. I'm not necessarily working with people who take care of your computer as an IT pro. I'm looking at people who handle other aspects of the website. For example, right now we have the new iPhone dropping in a couple of weeks. We don't know exactly when because Apple always keeps those things secret. So the people who sell the brand new iPhone that's probably going to go for somewhere around $1,000 are people like Verizon, Sprint, and AT&T. And those are the people I deal with, the people who are on the teams, who have been working on those teams for over 6 months, gaining at least 10 pounds over the last 6 months with all the stress that's entailed in getting their particular e-commerce approach out into the world on their multi-thousand page website. So that's been big time. So they need help in focusing, they need help in resting, they need help in staying healthy, they need help in still keeping their goals in mind, but also, you know, getting the job done. And they do double deck these employees, no matter how high up, even if they go to VP, they give them lots and lots and lots of work to do. So I help them work through it. And, you know, manage their passive aggressive boss and manage themselves and learning how to use their soft skills and not just shut down so when they do get to go home, that they are still viable human beings in their relationships.
Got it. Wow. Wow.
So it's,
I did not know that they were that, you know what I mean? Like that mentality, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought that it was just like everything else, like everything was normal. So I guess you never really know, huh?
You know, well, not too many people know what goes on behind the scenes. You know that if you want to buy an iPhone, you're going to choose a new iPhone. You're going to choose your existing provider, and your existing provider may say, well, I'll sell you up to a new iPhone if you do A, B, and C. Then somebody else may say, Sprint may say, I'll give you X, Y, and Z. So there's all of this tension. So you have to present that product in a way that works for the user, for the buyer, and that's not easy. It involves everything from legal down to the receptionist, because it's always, you know, the first person there that you have to get through to get to where you want to get. So there's a lot of teams and hundreds, if not thousands, of people working on this one thing, not including the many other things that they do. So everybody likes to think it's over there, it's somebody else is doing it. Well, somebody else is doing it, but it's not quite magic. It's only magic when it's done. It's just like you and I do. When we're doing all the dirty work behind our podcast or our own business, nobody knows what it is. It's different for all of us, but the similarity is it's a lot. And unless
absolutely.
You know, it's a lot of work. You know, you don't just – it's like I read somebody said the other day, who was it? I read so many of them, I can't remember. You know, to not sell yourself at an hourly rate, because your hourly rate includes your decades of experience. So it could be $10,000 an hour, and it would still not be enough to give to somebody, because it's, you know, years of experience that you've learned and practiced and formulated and made perfect and present to somebody that, you know, they only want to pay $50 for. And then when you charge them $500 an hour, they go freako. And you go, sorry, this is what I know. If you want to share in what I know, you got to pay. And people don't like that.
Right.
So, but they don't realize what's behind it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, even your,
so,
you know, you went.
So let's go back 10 years. Let's go back 10 years. Who was Joanne 10 years? Like, if you had to go back and look, you know, who were you 10 years ago on your way to where you are now?
Okay, 10 years ago in November, 11 years ago almost, in November of 2006, I left Northern California, the Bay Area, Marin County, San Rafael, and Sausalito, and moved up to the Seattle, Washington area. I needed to get out of California. It was getting too hot, too crowded, and not just expensive, but there was great disparity between the trust fund babies and the fifth world people. It was too disparate walking the streets and looking at, there was something off about it, and I needed to be in a place that was more clearer for me to function in. And, you know, I talk to God all the time, and I'm not going to, you know, that's the truth. That's a big part of me. And I said, where do I go? And, you know, it was to the Seattle area, near the water. And what I did was I pulled out a map, and I drew a big circle around Seattle. And I looked at where it was. I didn't want to move to any place that was similar to what I'd left. So I, you know, crossed off several cities, which I now visit, but, you know, wouldn't want to live there, because it's just a little too trust fund baby kind of thing for me, and nobody works. And I chose a place, came here, not where I am right now, but came to this place, remodeled a house, lived on half an acre on a hill overlooking a valley and looking at the mountains. Couldn't quite get close to the water yet, but the water was only, you know, 15 minutes away. And I was still working with, and I'm still working with, my clients in California. Most of them were real estate agents and brokers, and some of them still are, but I have authors, I have printers, I have PR consultants. I run the gamut, Renaissance area there. I have different types of people. If they're attracted to me, that's all that matters. I can make it work.
Perfect.
So I was helping them with their business for them to get where they wanted to be in their personal and business life. So that's where it started 10 years ago, and I was doing that for a while. And then in the middle of that, I wrote a few books. And then we fast forward to where I am now, and this is where it's at. This is who I'm dealing with.
Perfect.
The IT professional.
I love it. So looking back, can you pinpoint exactly somewhere in that timeline? Like this was my transformational moment, right? I don't think everybody has that one moment that you can either go left, you can go right, you can get up and go do that. Like, I mean, this was the one thing that if you wouldn't have done this, then your life would be 100% different. Looking back, can you pinpoint exactly what your transformation was?
Well, I've had lots of transformations in my life. I would say the most recent one was when I moved geographically from one side of the pond, which we call up here in Seattle, to the other side. I am now living amongst IT workers. I'm living amongst people. I'm living right near Microsoft, Sprint, AT&T, Verizon. Everybody is, quote unquote, down the block. Everybody is within 30 minutes of where I am. And where
Perfect.
I live, my home, I am surrounded by a lot of peers who work at Boeing, and that Boeing is a mile away. So that electricity is in the air. And I looked out the window and said, I'm surrounded by these people. My daughter had a great idea. So, God provides. And
that's awesome.
That was the most, that was the most recent jump.
Perfect.
Transformation.
Perfect. So we have Hugh on the line who has a question for you. He's a veteran, and he's an avid listener of the show. So, hey, Hugh, how are you?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you very much. Another very informative show to help people, because we have all these powerful devices, but we're not tapping into our unlimited creativity properly. And I don't. I heard Joanne just mention about a little bit on spirituality. I wonder if she's doing more of that in her work as she keeps transforming.
That's the basis of my work and my life.
Beautiful. That's what I'm all about, too. So I'd love to speak with you off air, because I've had quite a bizarre life. And I heard you speaking earlier about companies. I say any company today, you can have the best product, the best customer service. But if you're not empowering your employees, your customers, being good to the environment and giving back to the community in ethical, legal, transparent ways, things are shifting so quickly and they can't keep up with the social media. So that's where I say election day is every day you buy a product. So look at who you're buying from.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. That's one of the major things that I try to help my clients with and my listeners with on my podcast, because I look for mindfulness trainers, I look for spirituality trainers, I look for self-development and self-help people to talk on my show. I have a variety of people, types of individuals that I interview on my podcast, the Sanity IT Project, that you can find on Facebook or on the links that I'm sure Sean will provide, so that we're looking at it from all angles. But my basis is spirituality, and I call my group that helps me every day from the morning that I talk to them to the night that I am grateful to them, the powers that be. So the powers that be include not lots, but I've got several individuals on that bench, on that board, that provide me with the support that I need from a spiritual and ethical perspective.
Beautiful, because that's where, again, people are losing focus and fear and in the material world too much. They have to understand we all, even if you're an atheist, you can't deny that we came from spirit and that we're going to return to spirit, and the material goods have no use in spirit. So what are you doing with your life here? I say we all incarnate to learn unconditional love. As we learn it, we're supposed to be a blessing to others, especially those who can't help themselves. Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was used to working with my, and I still do, with my small business owners, I always tell them they have a ministry. Whatever their ministry is, whatever they are doing, however they are helping people, we are all on this earth with our own ministry. And if we look at it like that, as opposed to it's a job, I got to get money, I got to get a client, I got to, and we look at it as we are serving the greater good. I mean, many years ago when I was doing, when I was doing retreats, people would come in, I would do whatever I did for 3 or 4 days at a time, and it was always spiritually and fun-based, because if you don't have fun, why bother? And they would call me back a year or two later, and they'll say, Joanne, you know when you said this, 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 and this in the workshop? She said, I finally got it. So things stick with people. When it's time for them to get it, they get it. So it's the consistency mm-hmm. over time is the key with your ministry.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful, and it starts really in the mm-hmm. community, and there's so much corruption that has to be rooted out. That's a big big portion of the work I'm working on.
Good. You have
Thank you
ministry.
So much for calling in, Hugh. It's always nice to hear from you.
Thank you. God bless.
Bless you. Thank you, Hugh.
Thank you.
So, Hugh is a veteran, lives in Virginia, does a lot of work with veterans and other folks. So mm-hmm. it's always a pleasure to hear from him. So so what was the best part so far about your journey? You can start anywhere, you can, you know, what have you, but what has been the best part so far about your transformation?
I would say leaving upstate New York do not pass go and going directly to Northern California. was getting when I got out of Dodge, because Dodge has not changed, I don't think, one iota in all the years I've been gone. That's what I left. And when I did that, my life opened up. It just blossomed. I was supposed to be in California. Also, it was the furthest I could go without crossing water, so I had to get far away from New
right.
York. And, you know, the last part was upstate New York, so it was like, how far can I go? It was Alaska or California.
Right.
And Alaska would have been fine. Those were the choices in my mind. And it worked out that I got, you know, a pass to California that was easier than a pass to Alaska, so I chose that.
Right.
I work hard and I make a decision to do something, but I always look for the best way to do it, not the hardest way to do it, I think.
Definitely.
You know,
so on the flip side of that, what has been the worst part so far? There's always two parts, like two sides every story, right?
Well,
what has been the worst part so far?
I would say the worst part is, I didn't, in the early days, I didn't stand up for myself as much as I could have. There were some interesting situations that occurred when I was working for a builder in Northern California where I had redefined him in the world construction market as, you know, a high-end individual with a lot of good ethics and so on and so forth. And I lined him up with all the right people, the attorney, the accountant, the this and the that, whatever you have to do to create somebody and they're, you know, prolific in the world. And then the attorney that I hooked him up with, and he tried to screw me, and actually did, screw me out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I just sat there and I did not know what to do. It was a new thing for me because I had never realized that people could be so cruel. That's a good word, but there are others. And I quit. And that was not the right thing to do. I should have fought, but I had no support. I had most of my life I've had no support, very little support. And so it's all done, as I say, with, you know, I quit. And I had to choose another way to go. And I don't even remember. Oh, I went on my own. And that was fine. And I had an opportunity to be a very big broker taking care of large areas in California, but I was still very disillusioned, so I didn't. The areas in real estate in California. and I would have been retired a long time ago and whatever, wherever I would be. But I quit instead of fighting because I didn't know what to fight with, how to fight, what to do. I was stunned, and I will never do that again. Obviously.
How have you grown from that moment? How have you grown? You say you'll never let it happen again. How can someone, because I've been screwed over by friends, people who I thought were allies, behind my back. Like, I never knew things were going on. So how does someone grow from that moment?
I just, you know, my position is, and probably was at the time that I was unaware of how definitive it was. I always feel, you know, they say, whoever says that there are 360 degrees in a circle. And I'm always saying to people now, you know, you don't have to stay where you are. You can turn a little bit to the left. You can turn a little bit to the right, and you'll find another path. So that is what I did unconsciously or subconsciously, but certainly not on purpose. I decided to go in another direction, and that's what I did. And what I did after that was, over the following year, I went into self-development workshops. I combined my business experience with my personal challenges and created workshops. First, I worked with one person on a specific, the first workshop I did was the anger workshop because I was angry. So a dear friend who popped up and said, let's do this together, I did that with him. We did several together, and I went on my own to do several years of personal development workshops with small groups, not with large groups. And I like the smaller group environment. And so if I hadn't been with money, regarding money I was counting on, because I had worked for less than the going rate prior to that in order to build this up, I would have, you know, I don't know what I would have done. So I'm here because of that. I'm here because they sussed me and they dumped me and I dumped myself, but they dumped on me.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, there have been a few other people in the meantime, but nothing as big as that. Nothing as shocking as that. Now I don't care. I care less, you know. It's like when I moved up from when I moved from California to Washington, a lot of people just went bye-bye. You know, it was like, wait a minute. I'm still in the United States. I'm still on the West Coast. This is the 21st century. We have all sorts of ways of staying in touch. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, that was in my mind.
Right.
But I don't fight. I'm not going to fight with that crap. Excuse me. And so I just took a different path, and the path worked out better for me because I was able to combine all that business experience.
Right.
And all my accrued business experience from the prior to that situation to where I am today. It may have happened. I don't know.
Yeah, I can completely relate. I mean, I've had a couple. I can name two instances where there was one where, you know, I had a business partner and, you know, we would agree on things, but then we disagree on things, and then he would do something behind my back. I'm like, dude, that's not what we decided. And well, I think this is what is better. Like, if we decided on something, he would just do his own thing. So eventually, you know, he tries to buy me out. I'm like, no, like I still want to do this. He's like, well, we're separating, you know, the assets. And it was just so, it was ugly. And we hung out, we were such good friends. And then, you know, we just stopped like abruptly. You know, and so they always say, you know, don't go to business with your best friends or like your family. I'm like, nah, come on. Like, there's got to be some kind of compromise there, you know. So that was pretty hard. And then just recently, you know, something as simple as, you know, I'm in a car club and I've got a vision. I've got, you know, I'm trying to get people motivated and we're doing all this great stuff. I'm like, yeah, let's go feed the hungry. Like, I got like three or four big, huge totes full of canned food, you know, like last year. And took them over to the food pantry. You know, they were like, oh, well, whatever. Let's just do something else. And so I ended up eventually just getting kicked out of the club because they just didn't like, you know, what I, you know, wanted to do or whatever. So that club was like 105 members or something like that. Within 6 months, I had like 300 people that were behind my back going, let's do this. Let's and pushing my new car club like to new heights. So You know, I firmly believe that everything happens for a reason. And if you don't get screwed over at some time, you know, bigger and beautiful things, you know, doesn't come. You know what I mean? When one door closes, another one opens, another one opens, another one closes. So it's just, you never know. You never know what that situation is going to provide you.
Yeah, I was in a similar situation where I was the volunteer head of a group of people who volunteered to in the community, you know, whether it would be building playgrounds for children who are in domestic violence abuse homes, you know, to whatever we needed to do. And I was always and am still in front of feeding the elderly. The kids get the food, the grown-ups can get the food, but the elderly who cannot leave their home don't always get the food. So where I had lived at the time, they had what was called a brown bag program. So the beginning, I was just volunteering at the local food bank and collecting turkeys for Thanksgiving from everybody I knew. You know, that would be their Christmas present to their tenants in their commercial building. I said, tell them you're giving them turkeys in their name to these people who need it. And then an opportunity or an idea, because I have these strange ideas, I said, let's put on a show. So I, you know, Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney, whatever, let's put on a show. So we put on a show. We did auditions. Everybody came and was participating in the show. We raised several thousand dollars, which the state of California matched.
Wow.
And then I went back. It was wonderful. It was exhilarating. Everybody was in the audience. We sold out everybody. You know, it was one of those things, one of those milestones that I'll never forget. And then I went back to the you don't forget those things. And then I went back to the next meeting, and they didn't want to do anything so big anymore. They wanted to go bowling. And I said, if you want to go bowling, God bless, because this doesn't interest me. And I did the same thing at a local chamber of commerce. They were starting this new Good Morning. You know how Good Morning Chambers things that they have used to have. Yeah, Good Morning. And I figured, well, let's start with the brass band, because that's what you do, don't you, when you're announcing something? So I put together.
You're like
me,
man. Go big or go home.
That's what else is there? I mean, you got to have some fun with it. So I got a brass band from one of the high schools. Got several people in the community who were adept at their instruments to play as well. And then, you know, that went on, and I did that. And then I held my post as the head of this team for a couple of months, and they said that they were going to put somebody else at the head because my visions, or that wasn't the word that they used, but they just said that I was too out there. And
that's what they told me at the car club. Like, no, you want to do too much stuff. You want to do too big.
Yeah.
You want to do too big. I'm like, you got to go big. Like,
what do you have to live up to? I don't believe in the Peter principle being very low. So I had a brass band marching through the local hotel down the street. Everybody was in awe and enjoyed this. And they said it was too much. I moved to California because it was too much. So, whatever. So, of course, I don't stick with somebody who's going to backtrack to something. I think, I don't even know what happened. I don't care. I quit. But
why would
you want
to think small, though?
People do. People do. You know, I mean, if you think small, you're going to live under that small ceiling that you've created. If you think big, you have more possibilities that will open up to you. People don't realize that or don't want to realize that, or I don't know. You know, I mean, when I had people, I was writing my Lighting Your Path book, you know, what kind of life did you want to live? And one person said, who was a book editor, said, I want to be a great book editor. And I said, that's not a vision. Oh, I think it was my vision book. I said, that's not a vision. That's barely a goal. And, you know, I mean, I said it nicer than that because I can tend to be abrupt. But, you know, we talked about it. Some people don't get it. They don't even know what a vision is.
Wow.
I don't get that.
I just can't think small. It's just, I'm not able to do it. I can't think small, you know?
I don't know what thinking small is. I mean, recently I had one guest who's been on twice, and he said he's in North Carolina as well, Bahama, North Carolina, and he said that I should go speak to this project management group that's, you know, nationwide, and I, you know, I said I'll check it out, and I thought, well, I don't want to go do that, and I thought, why not? You know, it's because I've pulled back on my speaking, getting this whole other aspect of my business into place, and then I just changed that again. So I'm going to go after those speaking engagements where, you know, no free speaking engagements, but fee speaking engagements unless my entire audience is in the audience.
Right.
I will only speak free if my audience is there. And that's it. If they're not going to buy from me at some time, I'm not going to do that. But I thought, okay, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go speak to the PMPs because these are highly designated people in the IT community, and they need me.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Absolutely. And I like that one of your because we're on the the topic of it. I love that your book, right? Vision with a capital V. And it says, learn how to think really, really big. It's a subtitle of your book.
Yes. You have to tell people what they have to do because people don't think that way. You know, even though it's for business owners or small business owners, it's for everybody. It has a template in there. It has exercises in there that they can use for their daily life because it's simple stuff. But I'm a good reminder, I'm a good catalyst for reminding people. In fact, that book may be due for an upgrade, updated, I'm not sure. But it's an evergreen book. It stands alone, except for some dates in there. It stands by itself. It's never going to go out of style. So I write evergreen books. That's it.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. So speaking of like thinking really big, and we're talking about, you know, people we've encountered, who's been your biggest influencer? Is there certain people that you follow? Like, everybody follows Tony Robbins, everybody follows Jim Rohn, everybody follows. I'm always curious. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm always curious if there's any like other people besides the well-known people. You know what I mean? Like, is there somebody that you follow who has influenced you in some way, or is there somebody else besides famous people, maybe in your life or whatever, who has influenced you along the way?
I don't go for the famous because they're famous. That's not who I am. The closest person to me that supports me and understands me as I do her is my original book coach, Judy Cullins, C-U-L-L-I-N-S, and she is the original book coach. And I met her when I was writing Lighting Your Path. And she was significant. I mean, I was writing articles for newspapers before then, but writing a book is totally different. And she was significant in helping me get that book together and the succeeding books. And when she and I talk, whatever, we email frequently but talk less frequently, but I would say once a week-ish, we understand each other. We're pushing higher and higher and higher all the time. And I don't want to be engaged with a coach who's going to, you know, I don't want to be engaged with somebody who's got a group, number one. I don't want to be a part of a group unless it's a high engagement group. I don't want to be a group of people who are, you know, getting by or going to their, you know, I'm going to go to $2,000 a month. Yay. That's not where I want to be. I want to be higher and higher and higher. And we push each other. And that's what's really important. You know, you need to charge more.
Right.
I edit her, you know, we look at each other's posts. Mostly I look at hers. She looks at my books. We discuss lots and lots of things because we've been around a while. We've been experienced. I've worked with coaches before, and I've never yet. There's a couple that are out there that if I could afford $150K a year to be with them, I would. Maybe. I'd have to have a conversation first because, you know, I'm the X-Files. I trust no one. And they would have to prove to me that they deserve to coach me. Not the other way around, where I have to prove to them that I deserve to be a client. So I would rather talk to individuals such as yourself over time, touch base, deal with this situation, go move forward, get the situation taken care of, and then have another door open. Because that's, you know, Tony Robbins, God bless him, you know, he was the first on the block, so he's got 50% of the people.
Yeah, category king.
You know, whatever, you know.
Yep.
But he's not my style. He's not a person that I would spend time with.
I gotcha.
He's too much. You know, you know, when I heard, I probably shouldn't be saying this, but who cares? When I recently heard that Tony Robbins was going to appear on stage with, somebody who comes from the Miami Sound Machine, this rock, this star, what the heck is his name?
Grant Cardone?
See? No, God, no, that would be better, but no, I can't remember. See, that I ruined the whole thing. But there's some dude who comes out who's not very, as an individual, he's nice. As a performer, he's a little skanky. And I thought, why is Tony Robbins appearing with him? That's not right. That's my, you know, opinion, judgment. I don't care. I judge all the time. I'd be lying if I say I didn't, because having an opinion is a judgment. But I just think that you need to be purer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pure,
absolutely.
Is that a good word? I mean, you need to be purer in your consistency. You know, I mean, there are certain people, you know, certain people I'm sure, you know, I'm jealous of. You know, I'm jealous of Oprah just because she's a good person to be jealous of, because she's accomplished so much. But even then, I would never have lived her life anyway. I have to live my life to the best that I can live it and help others live their life best that they can be.
Oh, for sure.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, when you were talking about, so when you said earlier about mindfulness.
Yes.
So I teach mindfulness skills and techniques inside of my resilience training. And someone that I follow is Juliana Ray. Juliana Ray is probably one of the smartest people that I've met, you know, and talk to about mindfulness. She's been doing, she's a mindfulness practitioner for like 30 some years. I like you said, I think it's pure, because I feel like when you get to a certain level and you're so well known, I think people lose sight of why they began and how they began. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, I feel, and I think it really boils down to that you become approachable at some point and then you don't. So I don't feel like Tony Robbins is approachable. You know what I mean? I don't feel like I just walk up to him and be like, yo, what's good? Like, I'm sure he gets that all the time. It's like athletes and actors and actresses, like they're just inundated with people and autographs. And like, I don't want that life. You know what I mean? I'm very content with living the simple life where my people around me, like my board of directors and my, you know, my inner circle of my M1 brothers and sisters and the One Life community and the masterminds that I'm in, I'm very content with them knowing that I'm a person of value and a person of love.
Yeah.
And I'm completely content with that. I don't need 1,000 people calling me every day going, oh my God, I love you. You know, like, I think I get weird. Like,
this adoration need for people to be adored, or this celebrity issue. I mean, the celebrities take up, even though they're loud in their presence, in their presentations, they don't take up 5% of the world. They just don't. That's all they take up. And there are very few of them, you know, even with actors and actresses who, you know, if I were going to be in that business, I'd be a producer or a director. I wouldn't be an actor or actress. All you do is run lines. That's it. You memorize lines.
Yeah.
And if you've got a good being, you know, then you'll be popular. If you don't, you won't. Whatever. But, you know, everybody acts out their stuff. But then there's the rest of us. You know, where do we fit? And I think to fit in, and I hate to use the word authenticity because that's been overdone, but that's why I like some sense of purity. You know, you are clearly who you say you are. You know, I think that's more pure than authentic. Authentic, I don't know even know what that means anymore.
Sure. Yeah. No, absolutely.
You know,
so if you had to go back, would you change anything or do anything different?
Oh, God, I probably would have left my first husband sooner and my second husband sooner.
That's the most honest answer you could ever give.
Well, I did have somebody tell me, I had lessons to learn from them. So I know that, see, I think everywhere along my path, I've had lessons to learn from everybody I've come in contact with.
Yep. Yep.
So I might have done it sooner, but I wouldn't have not done it.
Right. Well, yeah.
Because I don't know, you know, I don't know if I would have done anything differently, but I would have moved out to California sooner. I would have, you know, spoken up louder sooner. I would have raised my prices sooner.
right.
It's
hard for me. I've seen so many shows like Back to the Future and, you know, all these like time travel, you know, shows or whatever, you know, it's so hard for me to, I mean, I would have maybe not hurt that person, you know, like maybe I was in a relationship where I really, really hurt somebody, you know, cause of drinking and, you know, I was just a horrible person. I think I wouldn't have done that stuff, you know, but like the decisions that I've made and things that I've done, places I've gone, like, it's so hard for me to say, oh yeah, I wouldn't do that, or I'd change this, or I'd do everything different, or I would have done this sooner. I would have, because I feel like because I proclaim myself as a Christian, I live Christian values. I believe that everything happens for a reason. You know what I mean? And everything that you go through is preparing you for where you're going to go to. So if I wouldn't have gone through this one thing, I wouldn't have gone to the second thing. If I wouldn't have gone to the second thing, I wouldn't have gone to the third thing.
Absolutely.
But then I wouldn't have been able to the third thing because I didn't go through the first thing. So none of that stuff would have happened. And it's hard for me to say, oh, yeah, I would have done this completely different. And maybe decisions I made, but, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's just not, you know, I agree with you. Any decision I made, any action I took is leading me to the next step. Now, I could have made a different decision, and it would take me to a different next step, but I don't know that, and I don't know what that would have been, and I can't think about parallel universes, which I'm sure I live in at the same time I'm living in this universe, because there's always things happening in my life that I'm going, wait, where did that come from? But I don't think there's anything significant that I would have changed because I wouldn't know that I should have changed it. How would I know that? Only in retrospect can we do that. That's where the hindsight comes in. But if I had to say, oh, I should have done that, how would I know that at that time?
Right.
That's why the only thing I can say is that I would have left my two husbands sooner and not having a third husband at all, maybe.
Yeah. Probably.
Certainly under totally different circumstances.
Sure.
Totally.
So what was the best resource that you found or that you used throughout your whole journey?
Well, first I'll say God, because that is a resource for me. Then I'll say my own mind that I was given, you know, the mind that I was given. You know, the time that I spend in quiet time, whether I'm meditating or just reading something else, and then I get many of my ideas from my fiction books that I read. I read fiction books galore. I read, you know, 3, 4, 5 a week, and they keep me distracted. Yeah. Well, it also keeps me grounded. But I would say that that would be it, you know, God in my mind. I was given a mind. I was given a soul. I was given a spirit. I accept that occurred, and that's what I sourced is me. Because if you look at the biggest world possible, you know, is there only one of us and we're all reflecting everybody else? So that if I'm reflecting everybody else and everybody else is reflecting me, I'm looking into the best of everyone else. So that's what I source. If that makes any sense to your listeners.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm interested in what it is that you do, I mean, we read the bio, but what it is that you do, or maybe how you do it, without giving too much away, because I really want the listeners to connect with you and you know, get on some discovery calls with you and learn more about you. But, you know, as far as work-life balance, you know, it states before that work-life balance imploded. And I just want to say before I ask the question, which the question is, you know, how do you teach them the work-life balance, or what approach do you use? That I just don't think that work-life balance is a thing when you hate your job and you hate your home life. You know what,
well,
I mean? Like, I know so many people in the military like that. They hate their job. They hate their home life. It's like you don't have any balance. So how do you approach that?
Well, number one, work-life balance is the phrase that everybody accepts as valid. It's more – okay. And I don't believe in balance, because balance implies and states legitimately in the dictionary equality. There's no equal
right.
in work and home. There's none.
Right.
But I believe your home comes first. So if there's any change in the statement, it'll be life-work balance. So I believe you have your life to live, and you bring your work into it, whether you're an employee or an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do it just
right.
the reverse that many people do. That's what many people do, is they have their business, and then they try to pull their family into that, and it doesn't work. So the first thing you have to do is put yourself first, and you have to answer the question. And this is different from everyone. Everyone I speak with, everyone I work with, they have a customized approach. They have to, because they're individuals.
Right.
So when I speak to them to find out what do they want, because that is always the bottom line question, what do you want and why do you want it? And we keep moving forward from there. And once we get to an agreement on what that is, and that is attainable in, you know, some part of it is attainable in the next, you know, 60, 90, 180, or 365 days, that's what we work
right.
on. That's what we move towards. But we have to look at the self first. You cannot come from an empty well. You have to be full. You have to be full
mm-hmm.
inside. You have to be full mind, body, and spirit, and health. So that's what I do first. They have to be full. They have to become a little bit selfish at the beginning and understand what that truly means. Taking care of self is vital. You have to put yourself first. That was the first book I was going to write, and I'll write that again. You have to put yourself first. Now, it'd probably be very popular. When I was doing it, it probably wasn't so popular as a concept.
Right.
But you have to put yourself first before anything. And then, book, what do you want your life to look like? How do you want to feel within that life? How much... You know, where do you want to be with your life? What do you want your job to provide for you? What do you want your home life to provide for you? What do you want from each of these different aspects in your life? And you have to understand that it's not going to be balanced. It's not going to be equal. You know, you work 8 to 10 hours a day. You're not with your family 8 to 10 hours a day. So that goes out the window right away. So you have to look at what kind of time do you want to spend at work? When do you want to leave work? When do you want to put yourself first? When do you want to put your family first? You have choices of when to put who first on which particular day. You don't need time for yourself. You know, you don't need 2 hours a day
right.
every day unless you're getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, like some people do. Good for
yeah.
them. I don't do that.
Yeah.
So
nope,
you have there are choices you have to make. And people have to realize, number one, they have choices. Most people don't think they have a choice. My life sucks, my work sucks, I'm done. That's their bottom line. Yeah, how can you help me?
Perfect.
Well, first of all, I'm not going to help you. You're going to help yourself. I'm going to show you the way so that when time comes that it changes and I'm not around, you know how to. You have a system that you can put into
mm-hmm.
place that works for you, not for my other clients, but for you. So
I love
it's
it.
Always specialized for each individual. It has to be, and that's
right.
Because everybody, in the bigger scheme of things, we're all different. You know, how we live our lives is different.
Yeah, absolutely. You nailed it. So where are you headed now? What kind of new adventures you got coming up? Businesses, family, what kind of things you got cooking up?
Well, I'm trying to stay on a path, or I am staying on a path where I'm publishing. Since my podcast was new in May, publishing one podcast a week. So that gives me 52 per year. I hope to do more than that starting in 2018. I want to connect with the PMP system in Seattle here, project management professional, and speak at their groups. I would like to speak, I could still do it virtually for the other locations. They're statewide. Every state has one. I am in the process of thinking how I can get my clients together without them feeling threatened by each other, because they'd be in similar jobs, maybe in the same company. That's why I can't have a Facebook group, I don't think, because nobody wants to share their stuff to a peer in
right.
the business, you know? So I need a
Absolutely.
Way to get to create something with more people, but that's okay. And then I need more insight. So if I'm not getting more insight now, my guess is that I'm doing all I need to do for right now.
Perfect.
There's more, but I don't know what it is yet.
Right.
Nobody's telling
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's what I – so I knew that when I started my show, which is back at the end of February, I wanted to have like a weekly episodic show. You know, I don't know if it was like a Monday motivation or – you know, Friday, you know, whatever. But so I just researched and it said that Wednesdays are the lowest point of the week. Thursday, you're like, oh my gosh, it's almost Friday. Get happy. Tuesdays, you're like, whatever, dude, it's just the week, you know. But Wednesday, you're like, okay, we're almost over the hump. Like, this week's got to end, because by Wednesday, people don't, they're just done. Like, I'm just, this week can't go fast enough.
Right.
So,
right.
So Wednesday, that's why I chose Wednesday. And then I had so many guests that wanted to come on. I'm like, oh crap, I better do something else. So I do like an every first and third Friday too. So it like, so I'm doing more than 52. I'm about to hit my 50th episode in the next couple of weeks, probably 3 or 4 weeks, I guess, something like that. So that was definitely a goal of mine too. I could share in that goal, and it'll be the same thing in 2018. So you can do it. You just got to be disciplined.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, because I do my own. I source my own guests. I do have somebody who does the audio editing, but that's minimal. And I do have somebody who does the graphics for me, because I don't do that. You know, it would be nice to be able to hire somebody to do the whole thing, but even they don't do the whole thing. There are lots of things that these podcast businesses don't do that
right.
I want done. So I know what I want, and I trust myself better than I trust others so far. and you know, so that's where I'm going to stay. That's where I'm going to stay
for
now.
That's what's nice about live radio.
Yeah.
I don't have to edit.
Yeah. Well, that may be, because that may be a step for me, because I also want to host my own show, but have questions come from an audience, and or just do my own thing on the show and not have a guest and see what happens. But there's certainly the energy that, you know, there's certainly the energy that occurs when you have a guest.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
And you, what you want to do is the same reason why I'm doing what I'm doing is this reason right there. Where you know, you have guys like Hugh call into the show, you know,
right.
And then you have other people that are like, hey, I got this question, and you know, and it's just so like real time stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
well,
that's exactly why I did.
I wanted my own radio show. I have appeared on radio many times, and I enjoyed it immensely, and because it's a warmer vehicle than television is, or any kind of video, in my opinion. Actually, it's known for that. And this was the closest I could get, doing the podcast, the recorded podcast, was the closest I could get to radio. But I think this will transform soon. I don't know how or when, but it will. So it'll be live.
I wanted to do radio, and this seems to be cheaper, because it would have been a ton of money to, like, host my own show, like, on a radio. And this is global, because I post all over Facebook. I'm heard in 27 countries. So this is, like, because if I only did, like, local North Carolina radio, then only North Carolina people would hear me. So this is yeah, definitely way better. So, so this is the moment in the show where we do a shameless plug. You can plug friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, products, your books, movies, whatever it is that you want. This is your moment to plug and promote whatever you want. Go.
Well, you can go to my website, and on many of the pages, you could sign up to get a free copy of The True Self Handbook, A Guide to Transform Your Life. When you sign up for the book, you'll get a download PDF, and you'll enjoy all the exercises in there on transforming your own life by yourself. And you will also sign up for a tips that I will be sending, I don't know, weekly, daily, I'm not sure yet. I keep changing my mind, that you will get emails, short, brief emails. Believe me, I don't like much longer than 140 characters that Twitter allows. Too long, and I'm not going to read it, so I just think that too long and nobody else is going to read it, so that you'll be on that list at the same time. But it's a free book, The True Self Handbook, A Guide to Transform Your Life. And if you go to my books page, you will see that I have very inexpensive ways for you to buy my books. You can buy them on Kindle as well as the hard copy or the PDF copy. And you can get my books for as cheap as $5, and they retail for $20 and more. So those are the prices. There's no specials because they're special enough with the $5 prices. And just go to AskJoannaVictoria.com, read my blog post. Listen to my podcasts. They're on my website as well as on my Facebook page. And what else can I tell you? And call me. Call me. Give me a call if you want to schedule. Call me. I talk to people. Give me a call. Email me at ask@askjoannevictoria.com if you have a question related to this show. You can give me a call at 206-552-4658. And it's Joanne Victoria, J-O-A-N-N-E, Victoria like the Queen, .com. And I think that's about it. Shameless plug.
Perfect.
To me.
Perfect. So as we wrap up, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, or inspire someone?
Best thing I can think of is to put yourself first in any situation. Think of you first. Put yourself
self-love
first. Self-love. It's you're worth it. Do it. You'll never regret it. Might be uncomfortable, but you'll get over it real quickly. Put yourself first.
Perfect. There you go. So what is your
there
call
you
to action? We always end the show with a call to action. So is that your call to action? Or what should someone do today? Like I went on Amazon and I have your books in the queue in my shopping cart or whatever, so I'll be buying those. I found three in there. I found three books, so I will be getting those here momentarily as we wrap up. And so what should someone do today? Like I said, buy your books or set a goal, plan something, have self-love. So what is your official call to action?
I would say go to my website and purchase the Kindle version of Pushy for a Moment, Instant Solutions to Everyday Challenges. It's $5.95. How cheap can you get? You know, this is $5.95. It'll change your life because you will see that there are ways you'll get more confidence, you'll get with what you want, have to chase what's missing, you'll have a positive mindset, you'll trust your intuition. That is what we help in that book, is you and your intuition. Most people don't acknowledge that they have an intuition. It's your heart and soul combined, and plus your experiences. It's a complex situation. And, you know, experience more peace of mind. I'm into peace of mind. Peace of mind at all costs.
Oh, yeah.
So go to my website, buy that $5.95 Kindle.
Boom. Love it.
Done.
Love it. Thank you so much for being on the show. I have learned a lot. I can't wait to start reading your books. And I'm getting the paperback. I'm just a paperback person because I don't know about anybody else, but I like to make notes sometimes and highlights. And I mean, that's what a book's for. So a lot of my books have like notes and highlights and bookmarks and sticky notes and just all kinds of stuff all in them.
Sticky notes, yes.
Yep, I'm a sticky note freak. So, but yeah, I thank you so much. I've had so much fun talking to you. And,
me too. This has been wonderful.
Thank you so much for your time and coming on the show. Thank you so much.
Okay, I've had a wonderful time. I appreciate your energy, and I've learned some great things from you as well, and I will stay in touch with you real soon.
Perfect. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Life
Transformation
Bye-bye.
Radio listeners, bye-bye. This has been another episode of Life Transformation Radio. If anything during this show has resonated with you or you really keyed in on, get in touch with Joanne Victoria. Her website is www.askjoannevictoria.com. You can look her up on twitter.com/JoanneVictoria. Her LinkedIn is again Joanne Victoria, facebook.com/JoanneVictoria. And look up the Sanity Project podcast. It's an amazing podcast. You will learn a ton of stuff on that podcast. So if anything resonated with you, get in touch with her. Leave a comment. Like and share the episode. Let everybody know what we're doing here at Life Transformation Radio and at the Sanity Project podcast. So as we close, I want to say live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you hold in your heart. I call that living your brand. And so until next time, have a good night.